We're holding the Gemara on Chesam and Aleph. After the Gemara goes through all of the Nusach of all of the Brochas, the Gemara says a story with Levi Ikla. It's about 15 lines down. Last word on the line. Levi Ikla Rebbei Rebbi Hilule de Shimon Berei. Levi came to the house of Rebbi in the celebration of the marriage of Reb Shimon, Rebbe's son Reb Shimon. Brich Chomesh. So he did not say a bracha of Yetzer HaAdam. He said Shachol Barad Chavodoy, and then he went to Asher. Right away, he went to the bracha of Asher Yetzer HaAdam B'Tzalmoy, then Sosh Tosi, Semech Tosamach, and the Asher Barad. But he did not say the bracha of Yetzer HaAdam. Then the Mor says that Ravasi Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi Hilule Demar Berei. So Ravasi came to Rav Ashi's house in the celebration of the marriage of Marba Ravashi Brich Shitz, and he said six brachas like we do. So what's the machlokes whether you say the bracha B'Yetzer HaAdam or not? Let's suggest that this is the machlokes. They're arguing in the following: the marsa brachada yitzira havoy, the marsa shtei yitziras havoy. That's the machlokes which we had in Erevin. That when the Bereshit originally created them, did he create them as a zocher and a kebo, which just had to be separated, or that they were created, this Adam was created, eventually there was a separate, whole separate building and creation as it were of Kaaba. So if you say that it was just one Yetzirah, so there's no need to make a separate bracha really of, it's where Rashi learns it, no separate bracha of Yetzer HaAdam, because that's already, and that bracha that was of Yetzer HaAdam, there already is the Zohar and the Nekeh, which is the question of separating them. If it was two separate actions, it would be two separate brachas. The Mor says, lo, the Kuliyam Machali Yetzir Havoy, Masar Basar Machshab Azina, Masar Basar Maisal Zina. Okay, so what's that referring to? Kiha de Rav Yehuda Rami, Ksiv, Rav Yivra Lakim Esodah B'Tzalmoy, which means he just created Adam. Ksiv, Zohar and Nekeh, Bura'am, the Russian created them as two. The Bria was Zohar Nekeva. Okay, it's
one being. Two things in one.
Two no, things. It's not that. The one person says the Russian created man. One person says the Russian created man and male and female. So he didn't create male and female. He just said he just created one. Next time he created two. So we're just here in the Pesukim. We're not saying whether there was one or two beings. The Pasha said there was two beings. Right? So the Machshava, the plan for the Bria was to be to create two beings. That's Zohar and Kebab Bra'am. But the actual creation was only one, which of them was eventually. The tikkun was to take it into two, but there was the plan was for two separate. They should be two separate beings. So there would be two separate brachas.
Now, not that I understand at all, but like what transpired between the machshava and the yitzira.
So first, I have to say I wasn't there. So, the machshava means purpose. So the machshava is whenever you use machshava kadosh baruch hu, that was the person's plan. So like machshava tchila, that's the purpose. So the purpose, the more saying that the purpose is that there should be two independent beings, considered each one as distinct as its own creation. The process of the creation was made in such a way that the one came from the other that there was a, they were fused as one and came, and then they were taken apart. For whatever reason, the Rishon felt that would be a better way to get to that final result. And that's what the Mara is saying. The result is the two. That's the Mashava, which sounds almost counterintuitive, saying that wasn't the Maisa. Mashava means that in Russian, when you use the day of mind by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it means the plan. So the plan always is the final thing. Okay. The Mor says, Rav Ashi.
So it's okay to say that he planned for two. He planned for two.
He planned for two separate, there'd be two separate independent beings, each one, as it were, with his own creation. But to accomplish that, he accomplished that by building putting them together as one, fusing them as one. Rav Ashi Ikla the Bay Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi came to Rav Kahana's house for a celebration. Yamakama Brich Kulu. So on the first day, which would be the we assume it means even if it's not exactly the day of the chuppah, it's the first meal after the chuppah. He said all six of the brachas, plus the Rikri Goffin. Mekan Be'elich, from that point onwards, Ikapanim Chadoshah is Brich Kulu. If there was somebody new, then they would say all of them. V'ilo, and if not, Afushe Simcha Ba'amahu, it wasn't a full celebration, it was just an expansion of the Simcha. Therefore, it didn't get all the brachas. What would you do? Is Mavorach Shehasimcha B'Marnoi, V'Asher Barah. So you would say Hashimcha. Simcha b'manoi, which we say in the Zimun, which that he would add, and the bracha b'asher barah would stand by itself. This machlokes whether you require whether you need 10 people. The Rosh brings the machlokes whether you need 10 people for this. It's possible to say asher barah even without 10 people. We pass it even without 10 people. You can say asher barah. As long as there's a zimun, that's what the Mor mentions. Simcha b'manoi. In a case where there would be a zimun of simcha b'manoi, you could say asher barah at the end. I know somebody that they had a grandfather who was very ill, and they couldn't make it to the chasna. So during the week of the asher barah, one day he was feeling better, so they went. He and the kala and another person went to the hospital, and they sat and they had a meal together with the grandfather, and they said asher barah at the end. They brought a cup of wine, and they said asher barah at the end. So that's what we passed him. Okay, now, so that's already one kiddush for us. But the more continues, it says, right, the Meshiva Vachloshim, after the 7 days are up, until 30 days. Bein Omer L'humach Masilula, Bein Loi Omer L'humach Masilula, if they were going to be getting together for a meal, whether they said it was due to in honor of the celebration of the marriage or not, they would say Simcha b'manoi. Now, Mekan Be'elich, from that point onwards, Iyomer Lumach Masilula Mavorsha Simcha b'manoi B'loy Loy. After 30 days. If they specifically got together for the purpose of celebrating, so you would still say Shasimcha b'manoi. Amalei Mach Masilula ad Emos. How far can you take this? Amar Rav Papi Mishmei the Rava ad Tresa Yarchi Shata. 12 months. Okay, so fine. So theoretically, 3 months after they got married, if they could get the group of people together in honor of the fact that they got married, they would say that they would add into Zimun, Shasimcha b'manoi. And the Mora says, okay, Umikora me'emasai. So at what point can we start saying it? If you know, we can extend it way at the end, even though it's way behind them, but we're getting together to celebrate this, and we're happy about this, so we could say Shasimcha b'manoi. So maybe that extends beforehand as well. So Amar Papa, Mechiramu Soori Basinto. when they take the Sa'arim to make the beer, and they put it into the, I don't know how long the process takes, Rashi brings Tupshatim, they would start making the beer for the wedding. Or Rashi says they used to, some, they would plant Sa'arim as a simen toiv, and they would give it to, they would start growing in these flower pots, and they would give it to the Chosan Kal as a simen toiv. It was a predecessor of throwing the seeds at them, right? You know. The more she talks about something similar like that, but it was some type of a simen that they, and they, apparently they grow fairly quickly, so when they would put the seeds into the flower pot, they start growing, means they're ready into the simcha, into the simcha mode. If they would gather together people to celebrate at that point in time, you would say, Shasimchim b'moinoy. Any, and where it says, really, well, Rapapa, we're talking about Rapapa himself, Yasek L'Abba Mar V'Rei, he was making arrangements for his son, Abba Mar, Brich Mishas Erison, and he said it ready for, he already said the Shasim Chabim Anoy from the Erison, the time of the Erison.
There's no minimum. There was no minimum time for the Arison, was there? And how do we know that? That was a long time.
There actually is a minimum time for Arison. The Morse later on, that both parties have a right. From the time of Arison, then they start making arrangements for everything they need. You have to give them time. So the more we'll discuss how long that time is. The Morse says for Absula, normally that was 12 months was the minimum time.
Even for an older couple? I mean, like an 18-year-old, 19, 20-year-old is ready to get married already. We make them wait a year?
We don't make them wait a year, but they both have a right to both have a right to demand. Both sides have a right to say, I'm not ready before a year. They can demand, if they both want to get married early, they can get married earlier.
And those that say it are the parents or the participants, Chassan and Akala?
The making the request for the full amount of time? Either one, probably. Samora says, Sarah Papa didn't say it from these arrangements. He made it from the Arison. Shanar Papa, the Havi Triach Leh. Papa had everything ready. He did not have to do any preparations, and the final preparations of cooking the meal, you waited till right beforehand. So everything else that was necessary, Rapapa already had. So for him, though, the only moment would be the striking moments is the moment of Arison. Ravina Iasikle the Bey Rav Chaviva. He's making arrangements for his son by the house of Rav Chaviva, with Rav Chaviva's family. Brich Mishas Erison, and he made the bracha Mishas Erison. Here is an interesting place in the Gemara. The pasuk of the Gemara over here sounds like what he meant over here is from the time of the engagement. I feel confident they're not going to back out. He's making this that confidence from making it from the time of the engagement would be misplaced because things can back out. Rav Techlifa Bar Marava equal the bubble. Rav Techlifa was from the west, I mean from Eretz Yisrael, came the bubble. Brich Shis Arichta. He said six brachas, but the first two brachas, Shakol Barol Lekvoda and Yitzhar Adam, he also said them as brachas Aruchas. They would start with Baruch, and they would end with Baruch. Well, that's Hechaz HaKavos say. We don't do like that. Rav Chaviva Ikla Lebei Mahula Brich Shasimcha B'Manoi. He came to a bris milah, and by benching, he said Shasimcha B'Manoi. That's Hechaz HaKavos say. We don't do that. Mishum the treaty, this they tar the Leonuka. Because they can't be fully in a state of celebration because of the pain of the child. That's why we don't say Shasimcha B'Manoi by a bris. Otherwise we would. Okay. Let's see Rashi. We're holding Rashi in the second wide line. Rechamesh. So we only said five brachos. Shako, Asher Yotzar, V'sos Tosis, Semech Tosimach, Asher Bordo. Brich Shis, Yotzer Hodom, Ha'osib, he added Yotzer Hodom. What's the Motzimuch like? Is there arguing whether Chada Yotzer Havoid? Come on, the Rav Erevin, even if it's a cell of there were already two forms, two full beings with a face already. So there's one creation. It wasn't a new creation of making another human being. She was there already. It was just the act of separating them. So that was one Yetzira. So there's no need to say a separate bracha of Yetzir Adam and a bracha of Sheyetzar. It's all one Yetzira. Chad Yetzir Havoy. Commandom Rabbi Ervin, but even as it's a parts of the Bershom built it up to a parts of, no, I'm sorry, Shay Yetzir's commandom are Zon of Hoya. It was a an extension of the man. Menonibra Soisha, and from that woman was created Rekan Shay Yetzir. That's two separate creations. Versus Basa Machshavali, the Shazayim Olam Machshavali Boris, they're to be created as two distinct independent beings. But they were created as one. Be'erivin, Be'erka, Osim Pasim. Mavar Shasim Chum B'Menoi B'Tkila says even they would add in the beginning of the Zimun for benching Shasim Chum B'Menoi. So Ben Amar Lulu Kruy, whether he told the gathered people that Machmas Hilul that's for the purpose of celebrating, Kroshalachem Haloy Melisu, I gathered you to join me for the meal because of the celebration of the marriage. So that's called Machmas Hilul. Mikorah, Kadav Chupa, Mhizman Kruyim, Ramlai Machmas Shani Roitzel Lahachnis Bini Lachupa. The reason why I'm gathering you together is to eat, is to celebrate that I'm planning to bring my son to the Chupa. Mehemis Ayhavi Haskolos Simchas Chupa, Lavorcha Simchim Bimenoi. So when does that consider you're ready in the mode of the Chupa, and you can say Shasimchim Bimenoi. Mechiromi Sari Belsinto. Yesh Shurin Sa'urim Arabis Mayim Lahatl Shekel Tzarchupo. Some would start soaking the barley in a container of water to make the beer. Yesh Shurin L'Shem Achasim Akal Zurim Sa'urim Be'otit. Honor of the Chasim Akal, they would plant these barley in an otit, in a flower pot. Learn Puravu with Simchu Kisarim Halov. It would be a Kisim and Toy that we give it to them. That they should multiply and grow like these barley plants. Rapapa did it himself from the Arisun, the Habitriach Levi, Sukhana Mayula called Sarkha Kupa Masuda. He had everything he needed. Yasik Labre, Shidduch La Isha, so they made the Shidduchit. Rabrikhman Shas Arisun, Shasim Kabimanoi. Rashi learned that they didn't give. So it means Rashi learned it was just engaged and it wasn't a marriage. I'm confident they're not going to back out. Shisha Richter, how is it the worm Al Shakol? What? It didn't have Siata. Didn't work out. It did not work out. And they did back out. Shisha Richter, how is it the worm Al Shakol? Well, Birchas Yitzira Rishona. Both of the first two brachas of Shahakol and the first bracha of Yetzira Adam, he added in some more thoughts. V'chosam b'hu b'boruch, and he ended off with bracha to Hashem, Yetzira Adam. Let's see what the Kavos say. Can Rashi Leo? We don't do that. Be'mahul l'sudas milo, and he said Shasim b'manoi, and again we don't pass on that either. Okay, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav. Back on the Gemara.
He had
two long brachas of Yetzirah, right, correct. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav. Chasanim min haminyan. We say that, you know, we said that you need 10 people, that includes the chasanim. But we don't count the oval in the minyan. And the more it's going to discuss in regards to what are we discussing counting the oval in.
Yes.
Okay. Meisvei, we have a brace that says chasanim mavelim in a minyan. We count the chasanim and the velim in the minyan. So where it says masnisa karomis alei the rav. Rav Falahu Polish. So you're asking on Rav from a Brysa? Rav can argue on Brysas. He has the status of a Tana, he can argue on a Brysa. The Mor says, yeah, but Itamar Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Rabbi Yechon on Chasanim in a minion, Venevelim in a minion. So Rabbi Yechon also said this. And Mesve Chasanim of Elim in a minion. So Rabbi Yechon does not have a status of a Tana. Rabbi Yechon cannot argue on a brisa. Rechon says the velim are not from the minyan, and the brisa says that the velim are from the minyan. So Morris says, okay, so what are they referring to?
Are we only talking about a minyan by a wedding or a sheva bracha here?
Chasanim for the halacha of saying, Morris is saying the birchas chasanim, you need 10 people. And for a velim, for whatever it is in regards to the velim, there's also a requirement of the people, and it doesn't count for that. Okay. So the Mora says, Kitanya hi bebirchas hamazon. That he does count for the minyan for the zimun of three. He's chayv a mitzvah, so he can count for the zimun of three. Okay. But that which is saying he's not meant a minion, the Gemara still didn't clarify what he's not meant a minion, right? Kikom Rabbi Yochanan is Beshura. So the Gemara says, so what was Rabbi Yochanan saying that he doesn't count? He doesn't count for the Shura. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shura has to have 10 people in it. They would do the process of Shura after they would bury the mace. They would line up and say Nichum. Shura requires that there should be 10 people there. The oval does not count as one of the 10 people. Okay. Mor says, well, the Hod Omer of Yitzchok, Omer of Yechonon, Mevorchim Birsach Chasana Basara, Chasana Min Aminion, Birchas Avela Basara, Vin Avela Min Aminion, Brocha Bashura Meika. You're explaining that Yechonon is referring to the Shura, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan said not that the oval doesn't count. But in this version of Rabbi Yochanan, it says that the birchas of Elim needs 10, and the oval does not count to the 10. So now it's talking about birchas of Elim. There's no bracha, they would say. They say a tefillah, menachem menachem, but it's not a bracha with bracha to Hashem that you say by the Shura. So he can't be referring to Shura. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying that they don't count regards to what? Because of Muslim, you're saying they do count towards the count. Elo kikam Rabbi Yochanan b'rechava. It's referring to Rechava. Rechava was the Sudas Havra. They used to do it outside in the yard. So Sudas Havra. That it should be done, and they would say a bracha. They would add onto benching on the kais a bracha of menachem avelim. That requires 10. The oval doesn't count for the 10. The Mor says, but it still doesn't work because Susa rose only the first meal, and the Mor says, well, the hodam rabitzuk am rabiyachan, mevorkim birchas chasanim basara kol shiva. So this version of Rabbi Yochanan says that this extends the requirement of 10, and the fact that the chosin counts is for all 7 days. See, here the version says that this extends for all 7 days, that we require 10 people, and the oval doesn't count to the 10. But you don't have the Sudas of Ra. The bracha birchas menachem avelim is only the first meal, so it doesn't extend all 7 days. Birchas Ruchava Kol Shiva Mi'ika, that you don't have the Birchas Ruchava all 7 days. So Mor says you do. When do you? Mishkachazol Mepanim Chadoshes. That if there's new people which came, which had not been there before, so that adds to the layer of avelus, the person who's new comes, so the oval feels new pain. So in that sense, in that situation, you can say the bircha of Menachem Avelim. Okay. The word says kiha, like the following story. Rabchia Bar Abba, there was a person named Rabchia Bar Abba, Makri B'nei D'Rish Lakish Shava, V'amrilo Masti B'rei D'Rish Lakish Shava. He was the teacher of Rish Lakish's sons, either to teach them Mikra, or according to one version, or to teach them Mishnah, according to the second version. But he was Rish Lakish's Rebbe's, Rish Lakish's son's Rebbe. And Havi Shachim LeYenuka, this Reb Chiya Bar Abba lost a child. Yemekama also Legabay. He didn't. Rish Lakish did not go there the first day. But also Legabay LeMacher. Sorry. Yemekama also Legabay LeMacher. The next day, Dabre LeYehuda Bar Nachmeni Mitzurgamone. He took Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, who was Rish Lakish's Mitzurgamon. So Maturgaman's job was to repeat what the Rebbe said in his stentorial voice, but also part of his job was to say it over clearly. So he had a good power command of speech of presenting something. So Rish Lakish came to visit with his Maturgaman Yehuda Bar Nachmeni. And say something in response to the loss of the child. So he said the following. The more is going to challenge it. It doesn't seem to be such a nechama. Pasav Amar. He said the following. Bayar Hashem bayinots mikas banava b'noisov. The Baruch Hashem saw if bayinots, and there was lashon of the eats is to blaspheme. Mikas banava b'noisov. So Dor Sha'ob, what does it mean? Dor Sha'ob is Menatzim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. A generation which the fathers, the parents, are blaspheming to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're acting in a way which is totally disregarding Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Al-Baneim Al-Baneseim U'Mesim K'shem K'tanim. That's why the children die when they're young. Okay, so you know why it happened, my friend over here? Because it's your fault. Okay, the Morris said that's not in the comment. The Morris is going to challenge that in a second. The Morris says, before the Morris gets to that, the Morris says, a second version of what happened was the following. Vikadami Bakr, how it wasn't a young child, it was already a person who was a young adult. He was a Bakr. And Bahaka Kamarle, he quoted a different Pasuk. Al Kain al Bakhura Blo Yismach Hashem, Vesisoma Blo Vesamanus Blo Yerachim. Bershom says that the Bershom will have no pleasure in the Bahurim and will have no Rachmanis for the Yisamim and Amanis. Kikuloi choneif umareya v'chopeh derin avalo. So because they're all choneif, I'm dropping English word, philanderers, umareya doing ra. And everybody speaks improperly. They speak coarsely. V'chol zois loshav apoy v'od yodoyna to you. And even whatever ra that's been already, there's going to be more. The Rosh Hashanah is not loshav apoy. He did not take back his anger. V'od yodoyna to you. His hand is still outstretched to punish. My v'od yodoyna to you. What's it saying? The Bershom's hand will continue to punish. Omer Rav Chanan Bar Rav. Everybody stands that the purpose of chuppah is that they're going to afterwards have relations. But a person who lowers himself to talk about it, Even if he had a lifetime, a gzardin of a lifetime of 70 years, was it was nixum in Shemayim, he should have a good life. Speaking about in this type of language is nebakalav the raw to be changed to for ra instead. And so you're the three of the brashams will extend this punishment not just for now, but over the whole lifetime of a person. So that's what he said. Great. So you know why it happened? Because your son was really acting ra. So Mor says, "Asal nechume tzur kametzarle." We came for nechama. Why are you giving him pain? So where it says, "Hachi kamer luhu kamer le," what he said was the following: "Chashivat latfusei adora," that you know the tzaddikim held accountable for the generation. So that you were the person. Because of your status, who had to take the responsibility for the generation? Okay. Amalei Rish Lakish said. So the point of the more bringing the story is, you see that it wasn't on the first day, and they still were going to say Birchas. They're going to say Birchas Avelim. As Mor is going to say in a second. So you see that it's possible after the first day, and that is how is that in a case where there's no people there. Amalei Rish Lakish told Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, his maturgam on Kum Eim Milson, the Kenegat Shrocha Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to give honor to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Bamer, Kela Gadol, Barav Gadloi, Adir B'Chazak, Barav Naroois, Mechayim Meisim B'Mamaroi, Oysegul Oz Adin Chek, Yerim Nifil Sadeh Mispor, Baruch Hato Hashem, Mechayim Meisim. Gershom with the wonders, and he will be Mechayim Meisim. Okay. Amalekum Eimah Milsa Kneged Avelim. Say something in regards to the Avelim. Pasavomer Achenu, our brothers, Hamayugoyim Hamudukoyim Beevil, that you're worn out and you're crushed in your Avelis. Beevil Hazan. This Avelis. Tzunu Lavav Kemlacher Es Zois. Zoisi Emedes Load. I want you to give me the think about the following. This is the. That everybody is. This is the way it is. Nasibu Meshesh of Bereshis. This is the path which has been put in the world from the time of Bereshis. Rabim Shosu. Many have drunk this pain of having to deal with the loss of a loved one. Rabim Yishtu. Many will continue to do so. Kamishter Rishonim, Kamishter Achareinim. Everybody will go through this. So Achenu. So we see they would say bracha, they would say this over. Mor said they could say it over a kais. They would say it over a kais, and they would say baruch atah Hashem menachem avelim. So they would say a bracha for nichem avelim. So that's the brachas avelim which you're referring to. That requires 10, and that the oval does not count in the 10. Amar by Rabbi Mishosu Lema, Rabbi Mishu Lo Lema, Mishu Mishenem Lema, Mishu Achrenem Lema. You don't have to talk about the future. You say what many have been through this. We don't talk about many will be through this. Why? Damar Ish Lakish. We have this in brachas that you're not Loelam Al Yiftach Adam People. Satan, don't open up and give the Satan a place to make an argument against you in Shemayim. Don't give him an opening. Regressing my crow, where's the pasuk which it would indicate this? This we find in Yeshaya that Yeshaya, beginning in the Haftarah of Chazon, that Yeshaya says, "Kestayma yino l'amara diminu." We are compared to stayma into amara. Diminu. Yeah, thank you. My heart alay. And then the next. After that, the Bereshit gives a nevuah to Yeshaya. It starts with Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzinei Stoim. Hear the word of Hashem, the princes of stone. Didn't call them the princes of stone beforehand, but once Yeshaya referred to Klai Yisrael as like stone, the Bereshit responded and said, "Yeah, they're like stone." So he was pesach pel l'satan, and that's what happened. Okay. Say something in honor of those which are doing the nichum. Those who come to do chesed like a Rav Avinu had made a pact of doing chesed. So acheinu bala gemul yishalem lechem gemul chem baruchat Hashem yishalem hagemul. Rashi will pay the reward for what you're doing. Amalei kume mimilsa kenega kol yisil pasav amar rabbeinu alamim today batzel malait hersha. Many different languages of redeeming, saving. Am chayisol mina dever umina cherev umina biza. From plague, from sword, from biza, from being plundered. Mina shedofon umiyarakon, from the plagues which affected the crops. Destruction, the shade of like a destruction. Your record is a, they would turn colors, whatever they would wither. Come in if any of the semi structures of Bo'os Olam, any type of the punishment which comes to the world. Terem Nikra, Vatot Tane, Brochot Hashem, Ritzer Hamagefo. Okay. Either Ula said this or we have a brisa which says this. It says that Asura curses Tito Chachama Beisa Oval. They would say 10 tefillas brachas over a kais, each one over a kais, and then they would say bracha, they would drink the kais. Shosha Kara Machila. Three were said before they started eating, which would allow him to get into the mode of being ready to eat. They would have three cups during the meal to sort of settle the food. They would have four after the meal. They would say each one of the benching, they would say each bracha over a kais, and they would make a bracha, prepare a gofen and drink the kais, and go to the next bracha benching.
This is during what period? Shiva? I mean, this is
no. Pasta. This is the first meal. Okay. Now the Gaon takes out that whole phrase. But Hasifo Leim Arba, so the reason why we added these four kaises into benching was Echel Kenega the Chazana here. That was in honor of the Chazanim. Chazanim, the word Lashon doesn't mean the Lashon of the singer, but it means the person who was Lashon of Chazan, who would oversee things, make sure everything was taken care of. It's basically what we call the Shamish, the person who makes sure everything happens. So they would take care of all of the needs of the Tzibur. The people who would support it and give the money to make sure that everybody had their, that all of Nehem had their needs. One bracha was an honor or the tefillah that we should have the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. There was a bracha they added in honor of Rabbi Gamliel. So now the Gemara over here. That's how the Gaon has it, but the way we have it, it's these were four. There was ended up being 14. They added four more. So Mora says, "Skilo ha yoshosin mishtakrin." They was too much. They became becoming drunk. They put it back to the original 10. My Rabbi Gamliel, what's so special about Rabbi Gamliel that he gets his own bracha? The Tanya. The person died. It was terribly painful. Paying for the funeral was worse. The family would just like sort of like run away after he died because they couldn't deal with the cost of the keeping up with the Joneses. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi Ador who deserved to have a very elaborate funeral. He undertook to do something which is very, he dealt with himself as in a very casual way. But Yub, in other words, without major respect, but Yub, a Kli Pishta, they took him out in linen garments, simple linen garments. Once he did it, everybody followed him. So that reduced the cost of the funeral tremendously. And in honor of that, they would say a bracha in his honor. Or memory. Our papa, not only what they would use pishta, they would use canvas, which costs just one zuz. So that's, you know, the reason why we use the same thing when it comes to an oran. We use something which can decompose because the body is supposed to go back to the ground. But we don't do anything elaborate. My father, Olam Shalom, was nifter, so my mother was not familiar with the funeral homes in Cleveland, which ones were the kosher ones or not. So she put down the name of a Jewish sounding funeral home, but they weren't necessarily an Orthodox Jewish sounding funeral home. So we had to deal with them. So it happened on Shabbos. So by the time I got involved, it was already too late. So we dealt with them. So remember, he took us to the showroom to show us the coffins, right? So there's the Orthodox room, you know. So there's polished cherry wood, you know, for $5,000, and there's polished teak wood, you know. And there's in the corner, there's the pine box, you know, the Chevra Kedisha pine box, you know, which he also wanted an exorbitant sum of money for. But that's Orthodox. That's exactly what the Moor is saying, that they were trying to prevent from happening. Everybody's buried in a pine box. And so they do even better. They drop the box. But so you need wood because you need wood. You know, there was the other part of the showroom which had, you know, the polished, you know, metal ones. But it reminded me of a Cadillac car. Auto showroom, but more is what it reminded me of. But I'm sorry.
Like New York has cars, they have ones that they fold. They break it from the bottom.
The one which they had over there, it has slats on the bottom. They could pull the slats out. Yeah. Okay.